A massive star is born. How feedback from stellar winds, radiation pressure, and collimated outflows limits accretion onto massive stars, by Anna L. Rosen. Massive protostars attain high luminosities as they are actively accreting and the radiation pressure exerted on the gas in the star's atmosphere may launch isotropic high-velocity winds. These winds will collide with the surrounding gas producing shock-heated, T approximately 10 to the power of 7 K, tenuous gas that adiabatically expands and pushes on the dense gas that may otherwise be accreted. We present a suite of 3D radiation magnetohydrodynamic simulations of the collapse of massive prestellar cores and include radiative feedback from the stellar and dust reprocessed radiation fields, collimated outflows, and, for the first time, isotropic stellar winds to model how these processes affect the formation of massive stars. We find that winds are initially launched when the massive protostar is still accreting and its wind properties evolve as the protostar contracts to the main sequence. Wind feedback drives asymmetric adiabatic wind bubbles that have a bipolar morphology because the dense circumstellar material pinches the expansion of the hot shock-heated gas. We term this the wind tunnel effect. If the core is magnetized, wind feedback is less efficient at driving adiabatic wind bubbles initially because magnetic tension delays their growth. We find that wind feedback eventually quenches accretion onto approximately 30 M sun protostars that form from the collapse of the isolated cores simulated here. Hence, our results suggest that is greater than or equal to 30 M sun stars likely require larger scale dynamical inflows from their host cloud to overcome wind feedback. Additionally, we discuss the implications of observing adiabatic wind bubbles with Chandra while the massive protostars are still highly embedded. This was A Massive Star Is Born. How feedback from stellar winds, radiation pressure, and collimated outflows limits accretion onto massive stars, by Anna L. Rosen.